Thanks very much for joining us today, Corey.
No problem.
And Corey, you're the 3M Club President, and as part of that, you guys are helping put on a Toys for Tots fundraiser again this year. You guys did it last year. Kind of explain what you guys are doing.
Yeah, we take donations from employees around the plant, and the money can be put towards individual managers or for the area. And the more money that's raised, that manager will work in that certain area. For example, they'll work a night shift for 2 hours on a certain machine if that's the machine that donates the most money.
So how has this worked in the past? What have we seen? What have you seen managers doing?
Last year we had the plant manager doing the dirtiest job in the plant, which is opening dust bags or bags of a certain film and putting it into a mixer, which was pretty fun. Other managers packed tape, and a few worked on the slitter. So it all depends on who donates the most money.
But how do people help out then if they are interested in helping out?
We have a drop box here at the plant that they put the name of their manager and the area they'd like to see them work and the time frame, and they put the money in the envelope. I collect the envelopes on a daily basis and keep a running tally and send out to the plant so people know who's leading. And
with Toys for Tots too, are you guys accepting any toy donations or?
In the last year, we did not accept any toy donations, but if there were toy donations, we'd gladly accept those and give those to Toys for Tots also.
And have you seen the kind of a morale boost with employees when you do this?
Yeah, it's always fun to watch the employees. They argue who's going to get the manager. Some don't want them on their shift, so they raise more money to get it on another shift. And some gladly will take them and want to show them the jobs that they do. So it's kind of neat to see how the employees in the certain areas battle back and forth.
And with the managers, I imagine can be kind of eye-opening too, to be brought back to that.
Yeah, I think it is really eye-opening for the managers, especially to see the different jobs. You know, they see them from afar every day, but to actually do the jobs and make the changes that need to happen. So it's a good thing all around.
So what other jobs could potentially be done here? What are just kind of some of the day-to-day work that the managers could end up doing?
Well, they could do a coating line, or they could unload a tanker truck or help with that. A lot of these jobs, you have to be certified. So they'll usually help, or pack tape, do the dirty work. Yeah. It always seems the dirty jobs are the ones that get chosen.
So nothing, though, that really puts them in any danger or anything, obviously?
No, obviously we make sure that the managers are safe.
All right. Is there anything else you wanted to add? All right. So, yeah. All right. Thanks.